Blog Talk Radio.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. هيا على الصلاة. هيا على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. الله أكبر الله.
Oh, Blog Talk, I am so sorry. I had it on mute, mashallah. Please forgive me. So sorry. Hopefully you jumped over to Facebook. But thanks for letting us know. I don't normally do that, mashallah. Okay, thank you. Yeah, that's what you got to do. Those of you who can get to us, let us know. And on a matter like that, just don't hesitate. Just hit me. You can hit me, and those of you who know Mahir, then of course, hit Mahir. That's good. But my humble apologies, inshallah. So Facebook, maybe you flipped it, maybe you went to Vimeo. So sorry, Blog Talk. Life goes on. Okay. Okay, where was that? All right. So each one of which we were speaking about making the punishment fit the crime. Each one of them we seized for his crime. Of them, against some, we sent a violent tornado with showers of some were caught by a mighty blast. Some we caused the earth to swallow up, and some we drowned in the waters. So Allah, he's got a punishment for each type, each crime, each category. But the thing that put them all in the same category for this representation is that they opposed obedient intellect. They opposed doing what they knew was the right thing to do. And then 41, that is 29, 41. So the mushriks, Allah equates the mushriks and the kafirs. He equates them both and their houses, and that their houses are the weakest and the flimsiest of all houses. Just think about it. You know, persons think that the person they belong to a powerful house, you know, the house of Rothschild, right, or the house of whatever. It's like, no. If your house is a house that opposes obedient intellect, that opposes the utilization of the grace that Allah has put on you, and you use it against the people, and you oppress the people, and you oppose it, that house is a flimsy house. It might look strong, seem strong to you. It is a flimsy house. And this is the house of mushriks. What do you mean, mushrik? Mushrik is someone who associates partners with Allah. Meaning, even if they say, okay, well, there is God, but then God has helpers. If you think that Allah alone is not supreme over all things, is the sole creator of everything and not dependent on anything, if you have any qualities and attributes of that soul, S-O-L-E, reality, and you believe that they share some quote-unquote divine quality, then you're a mushrik. You're a mushrik. You're associating partners with Allah. Allah, kul hu Allahu ahad, Allahu samad. Allah is one, unique, and his very nature rejects any contribution. You cannot give God anything. Everything that you have is not yours at all, including your life. Everything, quote unquote, belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, and there was no creator with him in originating creation. All of what he said to us about himself. So that's mushrik. And then the kafir. The kafir are those who we've already said, those who cover up and those who don't show gratitude for, and those who reject the truth of these realities as the ones that we're speaking of, especially as it relates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the ones, if you want to get an understanding, because they can present themselves as though we're so powerful, we're so strong, we're so invincible, etc. But if they are calling, or if they're awliya, if they're friends and supporters, or whatever it is that they feel is indomitable, whatever they turn to besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anybody who's in that category, we're going to mention a couple of them in a moment, anybody who falls in that category, you are in the category of those who are spiders building their houses, and your houses are the flimsiest of houses. It's really important for us as Muslims to understand, no matter how threatening somebody's strategy, plan, conspiracy, reach, what, no matter how, how do you say, insurmountable, that they are able to make themselves appear, either by your assessment of what you think they're doing, or by how they are casting the illusion of their power, of being unstoppable and indomitable. No matter what, that, get past that illusion. Get past that illusion. That is the spider's house. That's the spider, and that's the spider's house. And mashallah, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, inshallah, it's an opportunity to see. Let me see what my Lord is going to do with this right here, because I know he's going to do something, because this is so big. This is so huge. This is so pervasive. This is so unprecedented. You can pick out of today's world and life where we are right now anything that seems to fit that description. And just about everything major seems to fit that description for what are we going to do about this? And what are we going to do about that? Do you see what they're doing now? Oh, man, this has never before happened. Did you know that? So you can keep going over that territory if you like. Well, you know, you may wind up terrifying yourself if you spend too much time trying to describe how vast the conspiracy and the strategy is. That could be part of the strategy. to get your belief translated and transferred from God and make you believe that what they're doing is going to have the effect that they're hoping that. No. Hold up. Take your faith back to Allah. Take your disbelief and put it on their plan. Is that I don't believe in your plan. I don't believe your plan is going to work the way you're planning it, because I believe that my Lord will stop anything that's designed to undermine his, especially you got a planet-wide plan? You got a planet-wide plan. Come on now. It's like, hey, let's put it this way. I'm just trying to help. It's like when Abraha wanted to change the worship place, the place of the destiny for pilgrimage. He wanted to change the destiny for pilgrimage from the Kaaba to where he was. And this was the year in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, the year of the elephant, and that whole surah Al-Fil is based on that event. And so Abraha, he came, and when he came, he took Abdul Muttalib, if I'm correct, I believe the Prophet's grandfather, I believe it was, took his camels, right? And so he doesn't. Everybody in Mecca had, you know, as we used to call it, vamped. Hey, we got to get up out of here, man. Abraha's covered with all them elephants, man. You know what's going to happen. So he left. And then Abdul Muttalib, you see, he had taken his camels. And so Abdul Muttalib went to Abraha and said, hey, you got my camels, man. Give me my camels back. Abraha said, I'm here to destroy your sacred place, to tear your sacred place down. And you're here asking me about camels? Abdul Muttalib, the report says, he said, well, the house belongs to Allah. He'll take care of that. The camels belong to me. So tie your camel and trust in Allah. So he's going to get his camels. Allah is taking care of the rest. And then that sort of explains what happened. Brother and sister. And it's interesting that they didn't have no vaccine for that, did they? All right, let's move on before I get off topic. So the mushriks and the kafirs are like spiders in their houses. Spiders in their houses, and their houses are the weakest and the flimsiest. That's 41 of Surah Al-Ankabut, 29. Now, verse 42, just reading a full expression of it, where it says, verily, Allah does know everything, whatever that they call upon besides him, and he is exalted in power, wise. So Allah, so after all of this is said, and put it in the context of what I'm saying, it's like you have these, whatever, you got secret planners, secret schemers, devils, shaitans, Luciferian, all that, I'll put all that label on it, you have their hidden dark schemes. Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. Allah, he's saying, see, this guy's playing over here. Now I'm personifying that, right? See, this guy's playing over here. It depends on that. And it's based in that. This guy, his plan, it depends on that. And that's what he's expecting to operate in this way and that way. And this one, she's believing that it's going to, this thing right that she's depending on to make it really pull it off, she's depending on that. I know all the stuff that they're planning on to make their plan work. It's a flimsy plan when it comes to my power and my way and my will. It's, you're depending on something in creation that I, Allah, am the Lord over everything. You're depending on something in my creation to act the way you want it to act, to line up with your intention. I know all that. the flimsy plan as compared to my power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we recognize, when we recognize that, la khawfun alayhim, there's no fear on such, wa lahum yahzanun, and we are not anxious. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Oh Allah, give us the excellent things in this world and the excellent things in the world to come, and save us from the chastisement of the fire. Ameen, Allahumma ameen. Bismillah. Alhamdulillah. Particularly taken by this statement that after Allah telling us of the punishment coming to those who reject Allah's will and His way, because they have been seduced by the power that they're experiencing, which is not even their own power, and even the ways that they are using and intend to use that power, they are building flimsy houses. And what their houses, flimsy as they are, what they depend on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the very thing that you're depending on for your plan to work. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, I know all this. And He said, and He is the exalted in power and the wise. Let's just touch on the idea about those who call on other than Allah. This is what Allah is saying. Those who call on other than Allah, they are like spiders in their houses, in the weakest of houses, the flimsiest of houses is the spider. So I did a Google search, you know, on the web, right? Did a Google search under, okay, what are the atheist ideas of God? Guess what he's saying? You think that there's a God other than the God, Allah. You think that whether you call it that or not, and that's what we make this point about the atheist. It's like you might say, well, I don't believe in God. Okay, but you believe in something. I'm speaking to a quote-unquote atheist. You believe in something. So whatever it is that you're believing in and you get your sense of security from, it's other than God. So that means you fall into that category of those who call on other than God, then you are like that spider and your house as a spider. So I put in this Google search, and, you know, in less than a second, you've got 24 million results, right? What are the atheist idea of God? So obviously you couldn't go through 24 million references. But I found one from with the American Atheist site, right? Not an invitation to go there. You know, you're on your own if you do. So the American Atheist article, here's what they say. Here's what I'm extracted from what they say. Some groups will use words like agnostic, humanist, secular, bright, free thinker, or any number of other terms of self-identity. This is an atheist talking. All right, and he's pointing, she, whoever they are, pointing to the people who try to hide their atheistic identity. He said, you call yourself, I'm changing the language just a little bit so you can get it. So you call yourself an agnostic, you call yourself a humanist, you call yourself a secularist. So atheist, when an atheist hears, I'm agnostic, they hear you're an atheist. When a person says, I'm humanist, the atheist hears you're an atheist. When you say I'm secular, what the atheist hears is you're atheist. He said, well, I'm just bright. So bright apparently is some jargon for people who are in that realm. Oh yeah, he's bright. All right, but they don't mean bright like we might see a student in a classroom saying he's bright. He's bright, meaning that it's kind of like Lucifer, really, if you really want to know. But in any case, bright is what an atheist hears is, oh, he's an atheist, right? Free thinker, when an atheist hears, he's an atheist. And then they go on to say, and any number of other terms to self-identify. Continuing their article, he says, those words are perfectly fine for a self-identifier, but we strongly advocate using the word that people understand. Atheist. Just call yourself an atheist. Auzubillah, said, don't use those other terms to distinguish your atheism or to shy away from a word that some think has a negative connotation. They said, take that pejorative atheism and be proud of it. Don't be saying, you know. I've used a lot of other words, but I don't even feel like bringing those words up in this platform right now. The point is, don't treat the word as though don't hide from it because it has a negative connotation. The atheist goes on. He says, we should be using the terminology that is most accurate and that answers the question that is actually being asked. We should use the term that binds all of us together, all of us, atheists of the world, unite. Stop calling yourself agnostic. Stop calling yourself humanist. Stop calling yourself secular. Stop calling yourself bright, free thinker, or any other self-identifier. Declare your atheism. And if you call yourself a humanist, a free thinker, bright, or even a cultural Catholic and lack belief in a God, you are an atheist. Does the atheist tell you? Stop fronting, right? I keep avoiding that other topic, but it fits so much in there. You know what I'm saying? Talking about being curious about certain things, that's the best I can say. Stop saying that you're not. You know you are. Okay? That's what it says about the atheist. Stay away from it. Embrace it. Okay? So these atheists, ultimately, what they say in the article is that it's not that we don't believe. The definition is not that we don't believe in that we don't believe that there is a God. We don't believe in gods. We don't believe in gods, and we don't believe in gods either way. So it doesn't matter. So the Jewish God, the Christian God, the Muslim God, whoever, we don't believe in gods or whatever. It could be mythological gods or whatever. We don't believe in gods. We don't believe in gods. Well, if you don't believe in gods, certainly you don't believe in God, okay? So the point is that not believing in God, well, for us, then that means kufar. That means a rejecter. You reject God. Well, no, I don't reject. I just don't believe in it. Okay, well, you keep working with that. The idea is that you don't believe in God. So you have some other reference point to explain your own existence, all other existence, of what have you. And we're not asking to teach people this right now, but the point is that these are those who fit into that category of mushriks and kuffars and those who take as supporters and protectors other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I also put in a search for what are the materialist idea about God, and in less than a second you get 2.7 million results. And the last line of one of the articles, because I'm trying to get to these spider houses, these spider houses, and I'm saying that there are people that you can listen to, and many of our young people, especially after they get to college, I'm talking about Muslims, they get to college, and then they run into those who have been groomed in the atheistic, humanistic, secularist homes and communities and associations, etc. And they're bright. They are bright. You know, some of the brightest people on the internet are some of the most monstrous freaks that you don't want to be in their environment. You don't want your children in their environment because they have this bright weirdness about them that can rationalize every crazy way of being and make it sound like fun. You know, I haven't got around to this series on Nexium or what have you. Guy just got sentenced to 120 years, right? But thousands and thousands of people going along with whatever, and he's telling you to your face what he's doing, telling you to your face what he's inviting you to, and quote-unquote rationalizing your enslaving yourself to him. That's shaitan, absolutely. Okay? But the idea, it says his scheme speaks of, the Quran speaks of, and fight against Satan and his amal shaitan, the works of shaitan, for they are weak. They are weak. So back to the spider's house. But the point is that if you don't have the light, the guidance to protect you from the brilliance, you know, don't think brilliance means good, because you have the brilliant criminals, brilliant criminals. So that, so if you don't have the wherewithal to see the darkness in their light, you're gonna be in the circus. Gonna be in the circus. And we have extremes of all things. So you have those who are just on this side of that Luciferian type. I'm just using the term just so you can get to it. I just like, don't go running a bunch of videos. Yeah, I gotta look at all the YouTube videos about Lucifer. Come on, don't do that. I'm just using it, just using that language to understand, or to get through the comments. So the idea is that here's the line from the article of why those pretexts are necessary. Here's literally the last line of the article without going through it. But the whole article is of this nature, and this is the idea, the materialist's idea of God. This is another kind of atheist who have in their own quote unquote brilliance, spider house, have come to these conclusions about why people believe in God, right? So last line. It says, monotheists, that is like Muslims, and even Trinitarians who say that there is God, but God is, one, is three in one, doesn't matter. The point is that they believe in God. Monotheists are simply those who choose to worship one false positive in particular. Now, the whole article went through intentionality and all these other this kind of language. So they set up a frame, a way that for you to reason upon that frame, or they're arguing this way. If you can't, how can you say, unravel the logic of what they're saying, or the apparent logic, or therefore see the fallacy in it. This whole series is about the science of truth and reality. And Satan has the capacity for making convincing forgeries of truth. And these are the people that we're talking about here. And these are the types of people that are in that section of verses, that are being addressed in that section of verses, 29, 33 through 43. We live in a world of people filled with Chiruns and Pharaohs and Hamans and Ad and Thamud and Lot's wife and Noah's wife. We have all, and his children. We are in that world. And in order to survive not being caught in these type of webs, okay, it's like you have to have the guidance of Allah. And mashallah, mashallah, alhamdulillah, inshallah, you have to pray to be heavier. Put it like that. You got to be heavier, because if you heavy spider web can't get you. It's like, you're too heavy. It's like when you hit that web, boom, web gone, right? But the idea that heaviness is obedient intellect, intellect serving Allah, an intellect being fed by Allah, an intellect being illuminated by Allah, such that when it shines on the darkness, let's go back to a minute, sequences ago, where we talked about Ya'lu alayhim ayatihi wa yuzakihim wa yu'alimuhum al-kitab wal-hikmah. That, getting that, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is showing how to follow the signs of Allah, purifying them, teaching them the book and the wisdom, but then in also where the Prophet yukhrijuhum min al-zulamati ila an-nur, drawing them out of the darkness into the light. And in the verse 257, Surah Al-Baqarah 257, that speaks to those whose friends and whose awliya, same reference in name to those who have awliya other than Allah, those who seek for protection of other than Allah, they said they are worshiping the taghut, they are following the taghut. Taghut has all to do with this brilliance that they fashion and they fabricate and they present as the truth to people who may not have the quote unquote, the intellectual weight to be able to manage it. And so they're able to draw those people out of light into darkness, draw Muslims away from faith into disbelief. Huh? So, but those who follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who have grasped what Allah has brought, they have grasped the most trustworthy handhold that will not break off. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings them out of the darknesses. Again, humanist darkness, huh? Secular darkness, atheistic darkness, agnostic darkness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals, brings them out of the darkness. Those who are turning to Allah as their protector and as their guide, spiderweb can't get them. The darkness can't get them. Allah draws them out of those darknesses into the light. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So they can have fancy language, fancy terminology, fancy phraseology, fancy narrative, etc. And man, if you don't know how to think, and if you don't know how to discern, if you don't know how to critique, if you don't know how to discover with the help of Allah, somehow you can't do it without the help of Allah. But if you're unable to do that, if you don't remember that, that's what you have to do. You can go in there messing with that sticky stuff and never find your way out. So we have to turn to Allah, take Allah as our protector, as our guide. We have to purify ourselves. We have to dedicate our intellect in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the service of humanity. We do that, inshallah, we'll be well. One note, and then we'll, inshallah, perhaps tomorrow we'll spend more time on this. So the Quran says in verse 42 of this series, that is 29, 33 through 43, it says, "Verily Allah does know everything, whatever they call upon besides Him, and He is exalted in power, wise." So it's like you can be faced with, you know, some of these devils, some of these shayateen, who may even appear to be harmless. They may even appear to be helpful. But that's a part of their disguise. That's a part of their disguise. If I hope you listen to what I'm saying. It doesn't mean that don't trust anybody that don't believe in Islam that talks nice to you. I'm not saying it. It's like you just have to be alert. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the one that they declare, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, well then you can't let all your guards down because they're nice. You don't know. You know, it's like, let's go with this, asymptomatic. They may be asymptomatic for shaitan, but they may be carrying the virus. Come on, I just got to use the situation that we're in. That happens intellectually as well. That happens spiritually as well. That happens morally as well. And if we can understand that, then we do have to know. We have to always have this taqwa. Taqwa is the inward guarding consciousness. That is, you have to keep your taqwa. You have to always be conscious in the way that Allah would have you be conscious. Now, maturity is what has to dictate for you how you carry that. You know, some people carry it in a neurotic kind of way. You know, they're always anxious. Who that? Be cool. Relax. What you worried about? Salam. But it doesn't mean that you're not, just because you're not putting up your intellectual dukes every time somebody walk up to you, it don't mean that you're not ready. You know what I'm saying? I know there's some martial artists out there. It's like, look, you know, I know you might be looking like I'm in just a common stance. But this stance is not no common stance that I'm in right here. You make a move, you'll see how much leverage I got from where I am right now. And I'm saying intellectually, spiritually, we have to be there, especially now. Especially now. So much more to be said for that. But we, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, pure, perfect, most high, we depend on Allah to help us, save us, protect us. These are some very dark times. And the light of this world is darkness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we need the light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in order for us to be protected from the darknesses. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. له لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يعوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم اللهم صل الله محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك الله محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. All Allah, we thank you for your divine presence, power, mercy, blessings, guidance, and protection. We beg that you would continue your divine presence, power, mercy, blessings, guidance, and protection over us. Bless us, O Allah, to always recognize that we must constantly take refuge in you. Bless us, O Allah, not to fear the designs, the schemes, the strategies, the plans of those who oppose your will for human beings. O Allah, bless us to obey you in such a way and bless us to be open to your guidance in such a way that we can be tools of service for humanity and means for the expression of your will in the world. We beg that you would give us wisdom with power, that you would give us science and wisdom to be able to access what you have created for us within ourselves and in the creation, and to grasp what you have given to us in your revelation. We beg for the purification of our hearts, our intention, our worship, and our thinking. We beg this of you only, for none can grant or withhold this but you. Ameen. Allahumma ameen. Alhamdulillah. A couple of quick announcements. And again, my apologies to the Blog Talk folks. Inshallah, all will be well. Wow, we got, like, everybody's born in November. Alhamdulillah. Let me just run this list real quick. Khalida Mohammed, Willie Chapman, Hakeem Naeem, Brenda Ricks Ali, Alhamdulillah, Amatila Raid, Angela Sabir, Carla Ali, Principal, Carla Ali, Asmar Mohammed, and Zahra Bashir, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Stevie Wonder, happy birthday to you all, and many more, inshallah. Also, women, Master Warthin, you have a conference call meeting tonight. And also men's group, you also have a conference call meeting tomorrow. We want to keep Sister Salima Sabur, in our prayers. She is scheduled her surgery is rescheduled for November 19th. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So we put our prayers in the ether. Y'all stay with me on Sunday. We got a lot of places to go on that broadcast, because we are connected. We are connected. It is a fact. 67, 3, and 4. And we can reach others in that consciousness as well. Okay. Come see me Sunday, inshallah, and get some details. So, inshallah, may Allah guide, protect us all. Ameen. Wa akim as-salat.
Amen. لإيلاف قريش ألا بهم رحلة شتاء وصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمه من جوع وآمنه من خوف. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
ربنا ولك
الحمد. الله أكبر.
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 الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في الضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بهجرة من سجيل فجعلهم كأسف مذكور.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
ربنا ولك الحمد.
الله أكبر.
الله
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الفاتحة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا صراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
I'm speaking to the blogs of people too. So, in terms of Vimeo, so the whole recording of Vimeo is up now or it's going to be written up later?
It was up live now with rendering to the MPEG, so it'll be up in about maybe 10 minutes.
All right, 10, 15 minutes, the whole lecture will be up on Vimeo. So, you go to Vimeo.com, get the whole thing. When I get home, I'm going to load up, inshallah, load up the audio from my micro that I record as a backup. And so you'll be able to go to Blog Talk and get the whole thing. Those of you with us on Saturday morning, you know that we replay the whole thing as well. So again, apologies for that.
You can also go to Master War Theme.
You can go to MasterWarTheme.com? Okay, find National War Theme online and click on my picture. You can also get it there. All right? Thank you.
I'm going to go. And they can get it live.
Okay.